Federal observers are preparing to work the gillnet grounds around Petersburg and Wrangell this summer. Starting in June, National Marine Fisheries Service contractors in small boats will shadow individual gillnetters and monitor any interactions between marine mammals or birds and the vessels. They'll also be interviewing fishermen about their gear and fishing practices. Federal officials say the information will be kept confidential and contractors will be as unobtrusive as possible. But fishermen still have concerns as the season approaches. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
Federal law requires the government to monitor for marine mammal interactions and injuries in many commercial fisheries throughout the country. For the next two summers, the National Marine Fisheries Service will be observing the Southeast Alaska salmon gillnet fishery in Districts 6 and 8, which is near Petersburg and Wrangell. They plan to look at other parts of the region in subsequent years. Bridget Mansfield is with National Marine Fisheries Service Alaska Marine Mammal Observer Program.
We rotate through various state fisheries, and we've looked at probably 7 or 8 fisheries over the last 10 or 15 years. So at this point, we are looking at the Southeast Alaska drift gillnet fishery for the same purpose. We're just collecting information on any of the interactions that may occur between the commercial fishing gear and marine mammals.
Southeast salmon gillnetting is classified as a Category 2 fishery, which, according to NIMFS, means it has had occasional interactions with marine mammals that have led to death or serious injury. That classification could change depending on the results from the observer program. NIMFS is contracted with Anchorage-based Saltwater Inc. to do the on-the-grounds work. Saltwater Program Manager Stacy Buckaloo says the observers will be on the fishing grounds for the duration of the regular gillnet season, which typically runs from mid-June to the end of September.
The approach with this program is to work as cooperatively with the fishermen as possible. Understandably, the gillnet fishery does not have a routine observer program, as do other commercial fisheries within the state. Therefore, the approach with this program is to be as adaptive as possible so we can be successful in collecting high-quality data that's useful for management purposes, but at the same time not disrupt the fishing activity of the people that are being observed.
Rather than working aboard the gillnetters, the observers will be on their own boats. They are using 23-foot aluminum vessels with aft cabins, which are made by Stabycraft. The observers will collect a variety of information about each vessel's fishing practices and gear, and, of course, any marine mammal or seabird interactions with the gear. When Saltwater and NIMFS met with the public about the program last fall in Petersburg, confidentiality was one of the big concerns for fishermen. They feared that some of the observers, once back in town for the night, might share information about a vessel's catches with friends or family, some of whom might also be gillnetters. According to Buckaloo, the observers and boat operators are made aware that they are not allowed to do that.
All staff hired are legally obligated to uphold the program's integrity, confidentiality, and conflict of interest requirements.
According to United Southeast Alaska Gillnetters Association President Bill Auger, fishermen are also concerned about how long it will take for NIMFS to observe the entire region.
I mean, one of our biggest concerns that we've had all along is that, you know, this is all part of the big program to get us changed the category that we're in. And if it's going to take them 2 years to do District 6 and District 8, how many years is it going to take them to do our whole fishery? And, you know, are they even going to have the money going forward to look at any of the other districts that we fish in? So what are they going to do with the information they get now if it's going to be 10, 15 years before they get us completely looked at?
NIMFS and Saltwater Inc. plan to hold a couple of public meetings in Petersburg and Wrangell later this month to present information on the program before it gets underway. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.